Nowadays, agencies are expected to maintain social media presences, not just websites. A new manager's guide from the IBM Center for the Business of Government looks at social media efforts across the government and how they support the strategic goals of an administration. Inez Mergel is Associate Professor of Public Administration at the Maxwell School of Citizenship and Public Affairs at Syracuse University and author of that report. She told us what it means to be effective with social media.
So to me, social media and government is very similar to having a website. Today, 100% of members of Congress are on social media. Almost every government agency has at least one social media account, if not several. So I think you have to have a presence on social media in the same way that you have a website. People today expect that they can find information about your agency, about your programs, about the political issues, going online, searching for it, and hopefully they will find information on Twitter and Facebook.
So as you survey your tweet deck or whatever you do to sort of see what government agencies are doing, how are they doing? Are they using social media in a smart way overall?
Yeah, so I believe many of them are using it for transparency purposes. So they're recycling information that they put up on a press release or on their website, and then they're also moving it into the social media channels. And then there are a few who are extremely effective. So I love looking at the Department of Interior, @Interior on Twitter. And what they do is they started out with just posting really, really great images on Instagram and then recycling it to all their other social media accounts. And when I show this account in my class to all the public managers who come to my classes, there's actually a physical reaction to the content. And people say, oh, my God, these pictures make me proud of being an American. And that's the reaction that you want to have, that people look at it, they are willing to come back, it's important information to them. And what Interior does really well is, so they are luring people in with these amazing pictures, but then they're also adding really context-relevant information. So on days when they are national holidays, they're adding relevant information about parks. When are they opening? Where can you find maps and so on? So this is engagement, I believe, at the highest level. It's right on point. It's timely. It adds the emotional part to it. It's contextual and so highly relevant to people.
And how do they make sure that it doesn't slip over to becoming propaganda or used in, you know, in a political manner that's really not appropriate for federal agencies when communicating with individuals?
That's tricky, right? Because many of the cabinet offices and the executive branch obviously support the presidential agenda, say the Department of Health and Human Services. Obviously, it's about healthcare.gov and promoting content on there, trying to get people into the conversation, pointing out that they should be signing up. And it's all about reaching those constituents that you don't reach otherwise, that are not watching your ads on TV. They don't see your updates anywhere else. And so it's getting the conversation into those channels so that people pay attention. And with all these highly political events, like huge programs where government is spending a lot of money and there may be missteps, like with the healthcare.gov website, where obviously huge in the media. The VA is another thing that's going on right now where they are tweeting about global warming, but they should really be in the minds of the citizens pay attention to serving veterans and getting the clinics lined up. So that's always a political discourse that is happening. And that's where the sentiment analysis comes in, right? Are you speaking the language of those people that you are serving? Are you tweeting the right content, or are you Facebooking it or taking pictures of that? So you have to be very careful, keep a neutral message. Plain language is one of the big programs that the federal government is promoting. So there are lots of things that you have to keep in mind, and it's a very, very dicey issue.
We're speaking with Inez Mergel. She is Associate Professor in the Department of Public Administration and International Affairs at Syracuse University. So that gets to the other side of social media, which is the analyzing the inbound information that you're getting and seeing not just how many mentions you're getting or how many messages you're getting, but the sentiment and real expression of what people are saying inside these messages. and these tweets and blog posts and so forth. So are agencies adept at learning the sentiment of what's coming in as well as just the volume of it?
I believe sentiment analysis is one of the most critical points. I have a weird comparison here, but if you look at the Prime Minister of India, who is an extremely prolific social media, he receives 50,000 comments on a single Facebook post. It's really, really tough for people in those high-profile positions then to sift through all those messages, and you really need computers to do that for you. But with our federal government accounts that I look at, you never get that many interactions. So you still need that human aspect and the human component to go through them and get anecdotes out of your data that go beyond the numerical numbers that you receive and try to understand, is this something that people's lives have changed because of an update that you were giving, say when there are recalls from the FDA, for example, or have people changed their behavior because we promoted a healthy initiative, or did they go out and vote? So those are things that help with sentiment analysis to understand, have people changed their behavior because we're doing things on social media?
One of the things that you suggest in your guide to measuring impact of social media is to really understand your audience. Do you have a sense of whether agencies are very strategic in actually going through these things that you recommend, such as analyzing their audience, or if they are just sort of trying to contribute to social media, posting, you know, nice photos and other things as they see fit?
Well, I believe it really depends on the internal capacity of agencies. By now, social media has become institutionalized. It's part of every program. So people are slicing and dicing it according to the purpose that they have. They have very general accounts that service all of their audience members. But then when there's a special program, this goes out of the communication departments and then goes to where the knowledge experts are who are running these programs. And they know who they want to reach. They have, say, a program to receive energy assistance during the winters, and they know they need to serve a very specific targeted audience. This is not the lawyers or associations or other types of government organizations, but these are very specific types of citizens that they're trying to reach. So they have a different language in there. They're trying to encourage people to interact with them and so on. So this is not just about the transparency element, but really tracing, are people receiving the message? Is this then also snowballing into larger parts of the network?
At some point, can all of this information, or should all of this information, be used to change or drive policy? Or sometimes you have a policy that's required by law or by the administration that may not be popular in some quarters, and too bad, that's what the social media is what it is.
Yeah, so interesting. So I got one really fantastic quote that really changed my thinking about social media. So one social media director told me, what we do is we are testing with social media some of the policies that are in the draft stage. So they are not posting the full policy, but they are saying, we're thinking about these changes. What do you think? So actively pulling in what citizens might be thinking, what the impact might be, and that goes far beyond the policy analyst's research that is contributing to then the final policy document, right? So they are testing this. They feel that if they get the information early on through those channels where people are willing to share it with them, they can come up with better policies. They can think about innovations that they hadn't even thought of before, because we usually tap into our standard research and those mindsets of people who are not oftentimes directly affected by policy changes.
So government, of course, is not a social media pioneer necessarily. In your research, who or what would you recommend agencies look to as sort of role models for where they could go in social media?
That's a really tough question for me. It's not really the research I do. I don't try to compare, you know, be like Amazon or be like Coca-Cola, because that's, I don't think, is what the mission of government is. What we try to do in government is to be this very steady, trusted voice that people can rely on, that provides formal information that is trustworthy. And so what I think the next kind of phase of social media is really trying to use it for emergency management purposes. So try to pull people in, citizens' attention in when it's needed and when you have to listen to government. That's not on a day-to-day basis necessarily, right? But what we learned through Hurricane Sandy was that people received messages through social media much, much faster, for example, from utility companies than they did from local media or from government. So government needs to learn from those kinds of organizations that are aware, that are attentive, that provide on-target information when citizens want to listen. And that's not always the case. I think every social media director in government is very aware of that, that you have a few frequent flyers who are very passionate about specific topics or programs. But then your mission is much broader, and especially in emergency situations, you have to change your tactics so that people understand this is, you know, you actually have to seek shelter in that moment, and you have to change your behavior based on the comments or based on the tweets and or Facebook messages that government wants you to read in that moment. And so building trust between emergencies is such a huge task, therefore. It has to be very trusted and steady. It cannot be constantly alert because then people will dim out the noise. But when you have that network, when you've built it, and then you can reuse it then when you actually need it to use it in those kinds of emergency situations.